话题三，人际关系。话题素材专列。
一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, what's your telephone number, Alice?
My telephone number is 951-3397.
Question, what's Alice's telephone number? What's your telephone number, Alice?
My telephone number is 951-3397.
Question, what's Alice's telephone number? Number two, Lin Ping is more outgoing than Lin Dong.
Yes, but Lin Dong is smarter than Lin Ping.
Question, who is smarter, Lin Ping or Lin Dong?Lin Ping is more outgoing than Lin Dong.
Yes, but Lin Dong is smarter than Lin Ping.
Question, who is smarter, Lin Ping or Lin Dong?
Number three, do you have many friends who are like you, Jack?
No, I don't. I like to have friends who are different from me.
Question, what kind of friends does Jack like to have? Do you have many friends who are like you, Jack?
No, I don't. I like to have friends who are different from me.
Question, what kind of friends does Jack like to have?Number four. Hi, Peter. What's wrong?
I argued with my best friend yesterday. What should I do?
I think you should make a call to him.
Question. What should Peter do?
Hi, Peter. What's wrong?
I argued with my best friend yesterday. What should I do?
I think you should make a call to him.
Question, what should Peter do?
Number five, I want to buy a gift for Jenny.
Why, Susan?
She often helps me with my English. I should thank her.
Question, why does Susan want to buy a gift for Jenny?
I want to buy a gift for Jenny.
Why, Susan?
She often helps me with my English. I should thank her.
Question. Why does Susan want to buy a gift for Jenny?
Number six. You are stressed out. Why?
My English teacher, Mr. Smith,has asked me to speak in English at tomorrow's meeting.
Question, what will the boy do tomorrow? You are stressed out. Why?
My English teacher, Mr. Smith, has asked me to speak in English at tomorrow's meeting.
Question, what will the boy do tomorrow?
Number seven. I don't think I'm popular at school. What should I do?
I think you should be more friendly, Frank.
Question. What's Frank's problem? I don't think I'm popular at school. What should I do?
I think you should be more friendly, Frank.
Question. What's Frank's problem?
Number 8. Hello, here is Teen Talk. Can I help you?
Yes, it's my friend, Jim. He always argues with me. If I say like, he always says dislike. He always disagrees with me.
Let me think about it. I think you could write a letter to him.
Question. What does the woman advise?
Hello, here is Teen Talk. Can I help you?
Yes, it's my friend, Jim. He always argues with me. If I say like, he always says dislike. He always disagrees with me.
Let me think about it. I think you could write a letter to him.
Question. What does the woman advise? Number 9. I have come to return your pen. Thank you very much for lending it to me.
Not at all. Glad to help.
Question. What does the woman get? I have come to return your pen. Thank you very much for lending it to me.
Not at all. Glad to help.
Question. What does the woman get?
Number 10. Look at your room. Your clothes are all over the floor.
I clean them up now. Then I will go on a picnic.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? Look at your room. Your clothes are all over the floor.
I clean them up now. Then I will go on a picnic.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
Do you know I have a new friend in class 4, Janet?
Who is she? Is she the new girl, Emma?
No, another. Guess.
What does she look like?
She has long black hair.
I think I know her. She always wears a red dress and white shoes.
Yes, that's her. Her name is Nancy.
Really, she looks like a kind girl.
Do you know I have a new friend in class 4, Janet?
Who is she? Is she the new girl, Emma?
No, another. Guess.
What does she look like?
She has long black hair.
I think I know her. She always wears a red dress and white shoes.
Yes, that's her. Her name is Nancy.
Really, she looks like a kind girl. Good morning, Mr. Smith's office.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Smith, please.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Smith is busy at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Well, can I speak to Mr. Sharp, please?
Mr. Sharp is out of town, sir. He won't be back until next Monday.
I see. Well, When do you think Mr. Smith will be free? I have something important to talk to him as soon as possible.
He'll be free in less than 2 hours. Shall I call you back later?
All right. My telephone number is 203-4657.
May I know your name, please?
My name is Phil Johnson. I'll be waiting here in my office.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good morning, Mr. Smith's office.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Smith, please.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Smith is busy at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Well, can I speak to Mr. Sharp, please?
Mr. Sharp is out of town, sir. He won't be back until next Monday.
I see. Well, when do you think Mr. Smith will be free? I have something important to talk to him as soon as possible.
He'll be free in less than 2 hours. Shall I call you back later?
All right. My telephone number is 203-4657.
May I know your name, please?
My name is Phil Johnson. I'll be waiting here in my office.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Two, 听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
If you want to make friends, go out and try to find them. Friends seldom come knocking on your door while you sit at home watching TV. Everyone may wait for you. However, you will have to look everywhere for them. Join the people who have common interests. If you have something in common with people,It can make it a lot easier to start a conversation and plan activities together. Be on a sport team. If you are really good at playing a certain sport, you are sure to win good friends on the team. Work as a volunteer. Volunteering is a great way for people of all ages to meet others. By working together, you will build friendship with others little by little.
If you want to make friends, go out and try to find them. Friends seldom come knocking on your door while you sit at home watching TV. Everyone may wait for you. However,You will have to look everywhere for them. Join the people who have common interests. If you have something in common with people, it can make it a lot easier to start a conversation and plan activities together. Be on a sport team. If you are really good at playing a certain sport, you are sure to win good friends.On the team. Work as a volunteer. Volunteering is a great way for people of all ages to meet others. By working together, you will build friendship with others little by little.
Hello, this is Teenager Hotline. What can I do for you?
Hello, this is Bob. Yesterday I fought with my classmate Jim. Now he doesn't speak to me. What should I do?
Nothing serious. You could just write a letter to say sorry.
I don't want to do that.
Maybe you could do something kind for him.
Oh, I remember. Next Saturday is his birthday.
Fine. Why don't you give him a card?
That's a good idea. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Teenager Hotline. What can I do for you?
Hello, this is Bob. Yesterday I fought with my classmate Jim. Now he doesn't speak to me. What should I do?
Nothing serious. You could just write a letter to say sorry.
I don't want to do that.
Maybe you could do something kind for him.
Oh, I remember. Next Saturday is his birthday.
Fine. Why don't you give him a card?
That's a good idea. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Ah, 听独白，选择正确答案，读两遍。
Boys and girls, now think about this question. How can you get along with others? I guess it's really hard to do so. If you remember the following things, you will be fine. First, listen more than speak. Then, have a think before you say, so they may remember your words. Next, be careful when you promise. If you make a promise and break it, people won't trust you anymore. Also, often smile to others, which can make others happy, and you'll feel happy too.
Question number 4. What's the speaker talking about?
Question number 5. What should you do before you speak?
Question number 6. How can you make others happy? Boys and girls, now think about this question. How can you get along with others? I guess it's really hard to do so. If you remember the following things, you will be fine. First, listen more than speak. Then, have a think before you say. So, they may remember your words. Next, be careful when you promise. If you make a promise and break it, people won't trust you anymore. Also, often smile to others, which can make others happy, and you'll feel happy too. Question number 4. What's the speaker talking about?
Question number 5. What should you do before you speak?
Question number 6. How can you make others happy?